Hi everybody. The Berlin Extrasolar Search Telescope is a 25 centimeter telescope, a robotic telescope located in Chile, and we used it to characterize the variability in a certain coral field, and we observed 44 nights in a 3-month period in 2009. How it works?
Break it down. Simply drag it, you don't have to point it, just drag it down.
And we obtained more than 1000 frames, and one of the new variable stars showed this kind of light curve, which is quite interesting. The orbital period is 3.8 days, and it shows a nice primary eclipse, which resembles to a eclipse of a hotspot, and there is a secondary eclipse here, and the whole light curve is quite asymmetric. We try to interpret this light curve. And first we organize some radial velocity measurements, so we obtained 7 radial velocity points, and on the upper panel you can see the phase-folded orbital radial velocity curve. And we try to explain first the light curve with an eclipsing binary system with 2 spots, and whatever combination of the stellar spots resulted a bad fit. So we introduced a stellar disk, and with stellar disk we reached this kind of fit, which was a quite reasonable fit. And the this panel shows the spectrum, which reveals a G8 giant or subgiant star with 5250 kelvins and a low log G and the solar metallicity. And we also found later from the Teutoburg Observatory that the system shows big H-alpha and nitrogen 2 forbidden lines. And these lines are not moving, but they are related to the system because the systematic velocity is equivalent with the gamma velocity of the system. And the light curve modeling revealed that the second object is much darker. It has a low temperature, 3000 Kelvin, but a high radius, and from the known inclination from the light curve modeling and with the combination of the spectroscopic result yielded the masses, the 3.5 solar mass for the G8 giant is quite good, and it is located here in the low end of the giant phase, so it is a quite normal object. But the secondary object, which has 2.1 solar mass, is located here, and this is why I have no conclusion. But if you have any idea to explain to me what is this object, then you are very welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.